It's a wonderful privilege and blessing to be engaged in worship with you this night, and to ask you to continue in prayer what time we stand before you. For those of you who are keeping score at home, I was currently in the hole when it came to time, both here and at Shoals, and I had to buy some time here and there over the last few months, and I gave it back to him this morning. So it's my intention, if the Lord be our helper, to give you some time back this evening, and if you want to get out of here early, you pray to that end. I'd like to direct your attention tonight to the 28th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and look at a few verses that are found here. Isaiah is one of the prophets who has a lot of space devoted in the Old Testament. He actually prophesied during the reign of four kings, three of which were good and one of which was very evil. And though the majority of his prophecy and the time of it was during good times, as we would think of them, good reigns by good kings, there was a lot of space devoted in his book to how to deal with problems and the judgment of the Lord upon transgression and wickedness. But in Isaiah 28, he mentions several things. He actually prophesies the coming of Christ, but he also mentions how it is that we are to deal with the iniquity of this world and how to learn that which is right. If you begin reading in verse 7 of Isaiah 28 and verse 7, he writes this. He says, "But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink, and they are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink, and they err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and have drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith they may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear." In the world in which we live today, there is, I fear, among many, as it was also in the days of Isaiah, a great dearth of knowledge and understanding when it comes to the ways of the Lord. When I talk to people, as I have had to talk to several this week, it's amazing to me just how much confusion exists out in the world today. When you talk to somebody, and during your conversation, and they've asked you questions about spiritual things, and during the course of the conversation, this person says, "Now, what's the deal between this Old Testament thing and this New Testament thing?" You realize you're on a knowledge level that is just barely there. And it gets even worse when you say, "Well, there's 66 books of the Bible," and the person says, "Well, they all tell them the same story?" And this is somebody who believes in God. This is not someone who is an atheist or an agnostic. They claim to believe in God and claim to love Him and trust Him. Well, friends, for us to love and to trust God, if we say we do, we need to heed what the prophet here writes. He talks about how the people have erred. He doesn't stop at just the people. He said even the people leading the people, the priests and the prophets, they've erred. They've erred through strong drink. They've erred through the things of this world. They've become drunken on the things that this world has to offer. And friends, I fear in the world we live in today, there are a lot of us that are maybe not drunk on wine, but we're drunken on the things that the world has to offer. So how is it that we get out of this problem? How is it we get out of this situation? Brother Ronnie mentioned in his prayer that we all have things in our life that we need to omit from time to time, and I know I do. There's plenty that eats away at my time that I need to get rid of. So how is it that we get out of these problems?